Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite soda pops.
Or pops.
Or soda. Depends on how you grew up, I guess. I don't know what makes the difference of what you call it.
I think it might be regional also.
Oh, okay.
We grew up calling it pop.
Yes.
So we might call it that.
Yeah.
On the show. Hope that's okay with
you. We're talking about soda pop when we say pop.
Yeah. Soda pop, from here on known as pop.
Yes. But let us know. Tweet at us if you guys grew up saying soda instead.
Yeah, let us know.
Or soda pop.
Let us know if we seem like informal hillbillies for calling it pop. Would you like to start?
Sure. My number five is Canada Dry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of ginger ale.
It's like ginger ale too.
So refreshing and crisp, and somehow got the rap for being healthy when you have a stomach ache, which is always nice.
It's always nice when you can excuse soda consumption.
Yes, exactly. Which there's no way that it probably is great for you when you have a stomach ache, but
you know whatever. Where my favorite place to have ginger ale is?
Where?
On airplanes.
Ooh, yes.
I love it.
That's actually always what I get as well.
They give you that little cup,
mm-hmm.
That little, like, half-size pop can.
Yeah. Canada Dry was released in 1904, and it's not something that I necessarily would go for pairing with food or anything, but if I just, like, want to quench my thirst and have something kind of refreshing, that's what I like to go for, so.
Yeah, ginger ale is really refreshing.
Yeah.
I have to say, since it's not on my list, I think my favorite ginger ale is Verner's.
That is good.
I don't know why, I just like it.
Yeah. Verner's tastes a little sweeter to me than Canada Dry, which...
Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, which I kind of prefer Canada Dry for that reason, but...
Yeah.
But that's my number five.
My number five is Stewart's Orange and Cream Soda.
Nice.
This one makes me think of Dad.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember getting Stewart's Orange and Cream Soda in the glass bottles at Schlotzky's.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I always remember him getting that with his Schlotzky's sandwich.
Yeah, which to me, again... Not necessarily a pop that I enjoy with food.
Yeah.
It's a little too sweet and a little too strong of a flavor, but by itself, it is delicious.
Yeah.
It tastes like a liquid creamsicle,
which is great. I am not a huge fruit soda person for the most part, like orange, grape, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I do like orange cream.
It's definitely a distinctly different flavor than just orange soda.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy orange soda and grape soda both.
They're okay.
They're okay.
I think it's, I don't know, it's something about overly sweet sodas that is hard.
But. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That was my number five.
My number four is A&W Root Beer.
This is on my list.
Okay, we'll come back to it when we get to it on yours.
My number four is Cidral Mundet.
I don't know what that is.
This is
You're getting fancy.
Oh. Oh, you fancy. This is a Mexican apple soda.
Oh, okay.
Which, I really like apple sodas. I've had several different styles. The ones that I feel like are most accessible are imported from Mexico.
Yeah.
And they're just delicious to me.
I don't know that I've ever partaken in an apple pop before.
I don't think there are any that are widely available American production sodas.
Yeah.
I know that I've heard Mom mention before that there used to be a pop. I believe it was called Aspen, which was an apple soda that was widely available. But yeah, the only ones I'm aware of now are imported.
Yeah.
And there's something about apple in that kind of pop configuration that is really delicious.
I could see how that would taste really good. I don't know if this will come up again later on in the list, but my husband was mentioning pineapple soda also, and I am not familiar with that either.
I feel like I've had...
I haven't branched out enough.
I feel like I've had pineapple soda maybe in like the Japanese marble soda.
Yeah, maybe that was what he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know that I've had any other ones.
Yeah, maybe I need to be more adventurous with my pop.
Maybe so. That soda, Cidral Mundet, that's my favorite apple soda, and it's been around since 1902.
Wow.
But yeah, it's imported, so you get it in the taller glass bottles. Mm. Sometimes you can find it at a Mexican restaurants or like a Mexican market. You may even have it in certain grocery stores, like in the imported food section kind of area, but... It's really good.
I'll have to give it a shot. My number three is Sprite.
Just straight up.
Plain old Sprite. Sprite to me is like the ultimate thirst quenching soda that if you just, it's a hot day or something and you want to chug something down and totally quench your thirst, that's how Sprite is for me. I love it with different foods. For some reason, Mexican food is my favorite thing with Sprite.
I still think of Sprite as being like a sticky pop that I do not want when I am really thirsty.
Huh.
You know what is odd? And I hope it's not on your list since I'm about to mention it, but The only pop to me that does seem like you can just pour it down your throat when you're really thirsty is Mountain Dew.
Really?
I don't know why.
That is hilarious because your description of what you just said about Sprite is exactly how I feel about Mountain Dew.
That it's like, feels like sticky and
heavy,
syrupy
drink that funny. I would never want to drink quickly. Really. Yeah. But I just love Sprite. I like the whole lemon lime soda thing. There's not really any kind that I don't enjoy, but Sprite's my favorite. It was released in 1961, and I'm a big fan.
I went through a big phase in high school where we would go to Wendy's way too much. And I would always get the same thing. Junior bacon cheeseburger, value fry, value Sprite, no ice. Because otherwise...
ice is a ripoff.
Yeah. They're just giving you half a cup of water. But I feel like usually when you're having a burger and fries, a cola seems like the obvious choice, mm-hmm. but a Sprite is delicious in that mix.
Yeah.
You get a bite of burger, a couple fries, and a little sip of pop all in one consumption. So good.
I know we kind of steered clear of the like super soda machines that there are now where mm-hmm. you can choose a million different flavors and stuff. For whatever reason, one time I tried peach Sprite at Qdoba, and now it's all I can drink with Qdoba. And the only time I will ever have peach Sprite is if I'm eating Qdoba.
It does not sound
I know it
sound
sounds
good.
Weird, but for whatever reason, I had it that one time and was just like, I have to have this every time now.
Any of the varieties in those machines that mix in the syrup for you, those are just always far too sweet for me.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I definitely don't get pop every time I go to Qdoba, but... if I'm going to have it, that's where.
In theory, it's really cool, but I've never had one where I didn't just think, this is so sweet.
Yeah, it's not the best, but but that's my number three.
My number three is Mexican Coke.
This is a good one.
So this may be a controversial follow-up to that statement, but in general, I actually prefer Pepsi to Coke, but Mexican Coke is the best.
What house did you grow up in?
I don't know. When it comes to just, especially canned, if it's a canned Pepsi and a canned Coke, I'd much rather have a Pepsi.
I don't want to, like, diss Pepsi, but to me, Pepsi has always tasted like Coke after it's gone flat.
That's exactly, precisely what I think of Coke, is that it tastes like flat Pepsi.
Really? I just feel like Pepsi doesn't have that snap that Coke has.
Oh, man. Well, agree.
I wonder how we became divided here.
But getting back to my number three... Mexican Coke is just a totally different ballgame.
It is very good.
The flavor is so distinctly different to me. And it is sweetened with real sugar and not high fructose corn syrup. That's one thing people point to. But I actually just think the recipe is different. It has a little bit spicier taste to it, which is so delicious.
Yeah.
It's just more complex flavor than a regular Coke out of a can is. And apparently they started bottling Coke in Mexico in the 20s, and then they later imported it, and it just became so popular that now they import huge amounts of Mexican Coke into the States because the flavor is different, and a lot of people prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so delicious.
It is really good.
I love to get the Medio Litro. That's the larger glass bottle of Mexican Coke. I love to get that at the local burrito shop that we go to. That's my number three.
My number two is Dr. Pepper. My husband thinks Dr. Pepper is disgusting. I was waiting for you to say.
I'm not crazy about it. I don't dislike it. And as a kid, I remember kind of enjoying it at times. But yeah, not my favorite.
I really enjoy it. It's not one of my favorites, again, paired with food at all. Mm. Like, there's just something about it.
It's a strong flavor.
It's a very distinct, strong flavor on its own. So it's not my favorite thing to have if I'm eating something. But I just really love Dr. Pepper. And I do feel like sometimes, you know, depending on if it's in a can or a fountain, it does have, like, kind of different tastes to it. And I also read that it was actually invented by a pharmacist in Waco, Texas in 1885.
Wow.
So it's been around forever.
Isn't there an old Dr. Pepper campaign about 10, 2, and 4 or something? And it's supposed to be like the three times a day that you're supposed to have Dr. Pepper?
10 o'clock in the morning?
I can't remember. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
But maybe if we can find an old commercial or something, we'll put it in the show notes. But I think that it's like 10, 2, and 4, I want to say.
That's funny. And that does sound familiar.
It's supposed to be like, the three times a day that you're supposed to have Dr. Pepper, which is, really funny. Now they're not trying to sell so hard on the fact that you should have pop three times a day.
Yeah, they're steering clear of that a little bit. That's my number two.
My number two is A&W Root Beer.
It's the best.
It's the best, but definite clarification, I only mean A&W root beer when you get it from the restaurant. A&W root beer in cans is fine, like any root beer in cans is fine.
Yes.
But A&W root beer when you get it on tap at an A&W restaurant is just absolutely the best.
So incredibly delicious.
It's just so good. It tastes completely different than any type of pop that you normally buy, especially canned or bottled. It's smoother and it's sweeter, but in a way that has kind of like a creamy smoothness
to
it.
That's what I was going
to
say. It's like a
creamy
sweet.
It doesn't feel like sticky and heavy. It's so, so delicious.
I guess maybe I'm taking away from having it on my list here. I think canned root beer, actually might prefer Barks a little bit, but A&W root beer from the restaurant is so good.
I think that I usually go A&W if I'm getting it in cans also.
Yeah.
Or Mug. And I believe A&W and Mug are both caffeine-free, and Barks has caffeine, which I think is why they have the Barks Has Bite slogan.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever noticed that.
But yeah, A&W root beer from the restaurant. If you can get it in the frosty mug, that is ideal. An A&W root beer float is super delicious. But yeah, an A&W root beer in the frosty mug. This is actually one that I find to be kind of thirst quenching.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So that was my number two.
My number one is Vanilla Coke. It's my all-time favorite.
Clarification, we kind of talked about no syrups, but it's better with the syrup than when you get pre-canned Vanilla Coke, right?
Yes, yeah. That is true. But I don't know, those big fancy machines, actually, the vanilla isn't as prominent to me in those most of the time.
A little more subtle.
Yeah, but like at a restaurant where they actually make you Vanilla Coke,
the
syrup is so good.
That is great.
But even just out of a can or a bottle, I love Vanilla Coke. I am, like we said, I'm more on the Coke side than the Pepsi side.
Sure.
And I just like vanilla flavoring a lot, but it's just my go-to no matter what. That's what I would choose no matter what I'm eating, anything. It's my favorite.
Vanilla Coke.
Yep.
Interesting. The thing for me, I think you mentioned again when we're eating. For me, when I'm eating, I usually like to have a pop that is a little less prominent flavor.
Yeah.
Like something that is best with food to me is usually going to be something a little more simple, like Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, even like we talked about before. But my number one, which I love with food, is Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Not a subtle flavor.
Not a subtle flavor. Tropical lime is what they describe Mountain Dew Baja Blast as.
Really?
Even though it's like a weird ocean blue green color.
Yeah, maybe it's just the color. It
tropical
messes
lime
with my head.
It's just ocean water and lime. Blue green. Mountain Dew Baja Blast was introduced as an exclusive pop for Taco Bell restaurants in 2004. And it is the best.
It is tasty. I'm not a huge Mountain Dew person. But
it's so much different than original Mountain Dew to me. And it's so good. It's just so good.
I'm so surprised to hear what the flavor is. I don't think I ever realized that.
I've never
considered
it.
And I assumed
it
was some kind of blueberry or something.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, it's bluish.
Yeah.
I guess.
But what is Mountain Dew's flavor supposed to be?
Right. Can you really consider any of Mountain Dew's flavors and be like, oh, I can trace that back to the food source? No. You know what it tastes like? Chemicals.
Yeah, sugar.
I read that Mountain Dew Baja Blast was exclusively released through Taco Bell because it was formulated to taste the best with their food.
They put a lot of effort and resources towards that.
They really dialed in on the Taco Bell flavors.
I just imagine like a soft shell taco under a microscope and then like with droppers getting the Baja Blast recipe just right.
Yeah, they have like a little pipette and they're just like exactly. Dripping Baja Blast onto the Doritos taco shell. They react just right. But that's I just funny. Love this. I wish that they still had the extra large size. I don't know if that was pushback about people consuming too much sugar, but they don't have the extra large cups at Taco Bell anymore.
With but Halo.
That was definitely the size that I would get. Extra large Baja Blast. I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's delicious. If you want to hear us talk about Taco Bell,
yeah,
go way back.
Yeah, to our fast food restaurants episode.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about Taco Bell and Baja Blast. But that was my number one, Baja Blast.
Great list.
You too.
You had a lot of variety on your list. I liked it.
Thanks.
You're like, mine was kind of safe, but it's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm proud of it. So that was our top five soda pops. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening, and hopefully you'll let us know what your top five soda pops might have been. You can tweet at us. We are at BSL Podcast on Twitter. You can also find us on Instagram. We are at Brother Sister Lister.
Yeah, and check us out on the web. That's brothersisterlister.com. You can find all of our past episodes as well as all of our show notes. So sometimes there's cool stuff in there, different videos or links to purchase items that we talk about on our list. So check that out for sure. And also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. We do new episodes every week, so we'd love for you guys to join us.
Yeah, and while you're on Apple Podcasts, if you wouldn't mind leaving a rating or review, that really helps other people find out about the show, and we really, really appreciate it. So thanks again for listening, and until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye. Get going again with the Dr. Pepper.